This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Given the litany of funding announcements and TV ads, I think it's clear that the federal election campaign's already started, and I think it's going to be a beauty. I think we're in for a top-notch fear fest, over-the-top scaremongering, and a litany of misleading statements. And partisans wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, after all the other guys are doing it. The money's going to be promised by the truckload, and of course, always with the understanding that someone else is going to pay. But I want to bring to your attention one of my favorite bits of misleading nonsense, and that is all those spending announcements with the promise of new jobs. I mean, we've got one this week from the Prime Minister announcing $15.7 billion for new Coast Guard ships, which he said would create good middle-class jobs. I mean, he's absolutely right. But the point you should understand is that any government spending would create jobs. And come on, if they bought $15.7 billion in candy, jobs would be created for retailers, candy manufacturers, sugar distributors, transport vehicles, as well as spin-offs like dentists and obesity specialists. Buy $15.7 billion in marijuana or beer. You got more distribution jobs, you got growing and brewing retailing jobs, all of it would be created. So please, when a politician from any party starts talking about the big job creation numbers from spending our tax dollars, at least smile so they know they didn't put one over on you. I mean, you might want to note that they always forget to tell us how many jobs would have been created if they simply left the money in our pockets. I mean, we'd be spending it on restaurants and clothing and all sorts of other goods and services, which in turn would boost jobs. And by the way, there's no shortage of studies detailing how much more efficient it is for consumers to spend their own money rather than get taxed and have the government spend it. I mean, one of the big reasons is that government spending decisions are influenced by political considerations, not what's most efficient or creates the biggest bang for the buck in terms of job creation. That's why governments regularly bail out, spend hundreds of millions on politically connected businesses and industries at the expense of thriving ones. One example, think Bombardier. And of course, another big reason is inefficiency. And on that score, I have three words for you. Phoenix Pay System. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.